Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Well, one of the biggest opportunities in terms of a Senate pickup state is out in the great state of Arizona. Polls have shown the battle between Blake Masters and Mark Kelly tightening. I'm having a hard time understanding why anybody in the border state of Arizona would ever, you know, vote for Mark Kelly. What has he done? He has done nothing for the state of Arizona. He has been, basically, you have Chuck Schumer as your senator. That's because he votes with Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and their radical agenda pretty much every single time. Blake Masters has come out with a new ad on this very issue about an invasion at the border and how he will go back to the plan, to the policies of Donald Trump that were working.
250,000 illegals cross this border every month. This is an invasion. We know what to do. We need to finish Trump's wall. We need five times more Border Patrol. And we need technology to lock this border down. If we don't do these things right now, we're not going to have a country. I'm Blake Masters, and I approve this message. President Trump endorsed me because he knows that I'm going to secure this border.
Now, the fascinating thing is Mark Kelly, the Wisconsin Democratic candidate, Fetterman in Pennsylvania, Warnock down in Georgia. Nobody wants to be seen with Joe Biden. No Democrat wants to be seen with Joe Biden. And anyway, Mark Kelly was asked whether he wants Biden to campaign with him. And listen to this lukewarm response.
Do you want the president
to come
here?
But I want to campaign for him.
Campaign with him. Would you like to see that happen?
I invite anybody to come out here. We've got significant issues in the state of Arizona.
Anybody. Just anybody.
The water crisis is something I've been working really hard to address. $8 billion in the infrastructure bill for that. $4 billion in the Inflation Reduction Act to deal with the immediate needs of the crisis. So if anybody comes to Arizona, I'm looking to show them You know, what do we need from the federal government? How do we solve these problems?
And so if he came out here, held an event, you'd attend that event.
I would certainly consider it.
Consider is not.
I would look at it.
Yeah. Sure.
I could be in Washington, you know, voting on important legislation. I mean, that's
possible. A possibility. But if you were free, you'd gladly go and.
It would depend on what the event was, where it was, and what's the goal. But
you
if the president wanted to come out here and see Arizona, you know, I'd welcome him to do.
You can't make it up. He can't run away fast enough. I mean, this is a great answer. I'd invite anybody. Well, if he comes, I'd consider it. I might be in Washington. I may have other plans that day. I might be at tea with my friends. Now, was asked the question of whether or not Biden has done a good job. Listen to this.
You know, your thoughts on his job. Has he done a good job, do you think?
Hey, first of all, it's not my job to give him a report card. I would say, you know, mixed reviews, you know, on certain things. I've got issues with how Afghanistan, you know, how our role in Afghanistan ended.
Oh, okay. Mixed reviews. It's not my job to give him a report card. Doesn't sound very enthusiastic. Anyway, Blake Masters has been making big strides out there. Now, Carrie Lake is the gubernatorial candidate, and we made a big deal yesterday over the fact that her Democratic opponent won't debate her. She's afraid of Carrie Lake. There's no doubt about it. But anyway, things have been tightening in Arizona. It's definitely a purple slant blue state, and yet it seems like it is totally in play for the gubernatorial race and the Senate race. Blake Masters is the Senate candidate out there, and he's with us now. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Sean. Thanks for having me.
It's not my job to give Joe Biden a report card. And if he comes out, I'd consider meeting him. I welcome anybody to come out here, but I don't know if I want to be seen with the guy.
Isn't that something? He's just squirming. He's just weaseling his way to try to put some distance between himself and Joe Biden. But the reason, Sean, the reason that Mark Kelly doesn't want to give Biden a report card is because Biden's report card is Mark Kelly's report card. Biden's record is Mark Kelly's record. Mark Kelly promised Arizonans he'd be independent, but then he got to D.C. and he handed his voting card to Chuck Schumer, and he's just rubber stamping the Schumer-Biden open borders pro-inflation agenda. So he can pretend all he wants to be independent and be uncomfortable with Joe Biden. It's not going to work, though. He's just got
listen, at least Kristen Sinema fought back a little. You got to give her some credit. But in the case of Mark Kelly, what is he, 100% Biden-Schumer voter or very close to it?
Basically where it counts. Yeah, and I think people praise Sinema too much. She's still too left-wing. But where
it counts,
protecting the filibuster, she and Manchin, God bless them, they showed Chuck Schumer that they knew how to say go pound sand. So she's somewhat independent. We can respect that, credit where it's due. Mark Kelly promised to be like Sinema, and he's just failed. He's just a national Democrat.
But here's the worst part, is your state, like Texas, has been inundated with border issues. I know because I've been there. As a matter of fact, one trip to the border in Arizona, I actually stepped over what was supposedly into Mexico. It turns out that there's a buffer, so it wasn't officially that. And you had a state representative that wanted me arrested for entering America illegally because I took the step back in. How stupid are these people?
But you know, if the left didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all. They're totally fine with 5 million illegals. Literally 5 million illegal aliens have come here since Mark Kelly's taken office. And he hasn't done a darn thing to stop it. Actually, people say he's a do-nothing senator. No, he's actually done a whole lot to help Joe Biden drag this country further. And
no, he's a do-damage senator. I'd take it a step further. He's damaging the country. These policies are damaging the country.
That's right. And all the women and children, of course, that are being trafficked by the cartels, they're brutally assaulted. They're sold into sexual slavery. Just the fentanyl alone that crosses our southern border. This is killing teenagers in Arizona, killing teenagers throughout our country. And Mark Kelly, he's okay with this unfettered flow of fentanyl because he's not doing anything to stop it.
Why has he not lifted a finger? Why has he allowed this to go on, knowing the negative impact? It's been pretty fascinating to watch. I think one of the biggest, greatest political jujitsu moves I've ever seen in my life happened with Governor Greg Abbott and him putting illegal immigrants in his state on buses and sending them to Chicago and Washington, D.C. and New York City. And less than 1% of people that he sent out. And Washington, D.C. declared a state of emergency, called in the National Guard. You have the mayor of New York freaking out, not knowing what to do with just a few dozen people. You have Lori Lightweight, the mayor of Chicago. Once they arrived in her city, she put them back in buses and sent them out elsewhere. I mean, it's amazing because they all believe in sanctuary status, sanctuary cities, but it's nothing compared to what you've been dealing with in Arizona. And my question is, why isn't there more anger in the people of Arizona? Because this is preventable. Donald Trump stay in Mexico policy worked. Building the wall worked. Ending catch and release worked. Now it's process release, no background checks in terms of radical associations, no health checks in the middle of a pandemic, no means test to prove that you're able to provide for yourself and won't be a financial burden on the American people. You know, you get a free Biden phone and free transportation to the state of your choice. It's insane.
Well, it is insane, but I'm happy to tell you, people in Arizona are upset. People in Arizona are pissed off about this. And it's why I still think we're going to have a red wave. You know, and when we model the electorate, Sean, 2/3 of the independent that we need to vote Republican in November, they don't like Joe Biden. They know the country's heading in the wrong direction. They want to make a change. The issue that we're up against in Arizona is propaganda. You know, Mark Kelly's got a huge war chest. I'm up against the whole Democrat national machine. They've spent $60 million propping him up and attacking me.
Where are they getting all this money? They've done the same thing to Herschel. They've done the same thing to Ron Johnson, the same thing to Dr. Oz. Where are they getting these tens of millions of dollars that they're dumping in these negative ads full of lies?
Part of it's small dollar operation, and you know, they have Google working with them. Google disproportionately censors conservatives' fundraising emails, puts them in spam. And the Democrats' fundraising emails always go straight to the top. So the big tech complex is working with the Democrats to make their small dollar machine very efficient. Of course, at the big high dollar level, you've got all the Soros dark money. You've got the left wing billionaires. They're pretty efficient at laundering this stuff and hiding it. But you know that this Act Blue machine, it takes in big money and it parcels it out to Warnock. It parcels it out to Mark Kelly and Fetterman. They've just built this machine and they can buy a lot of lies with that. And the media, of course, does it for free. The media's got their thumb on the scale here in Arizona. They want Mark Kelly to win. They're telling lies about me and Mark Kelly's record every day. But normal people know in their bones what Joe Biden and Mark Kelly are doing to this country is a disaster. And I think Arizonans are waking up. I'm seeing it on the campaign trail every day. I think we're going to have a red wave.
Well, I hope you're right. Arizona, this would be a huge pickup. That and Adam, you and Adam Laxalt in Nevada would be a massive for the Republicans and would be, you know, would almost guarantee a Republican majority in the Senate. And I can see the race has been tightening, and I see the race with Carrie Lake. She's now, I think, actually taking the lead in one poll that I saw. Is Mark Kelly going to debate you? How many debates will he have with you?
We've got him to agree to one. We challenged him to four in hopes that he would agree to one. They've agreed to one, and it's October 6th. It's going to be a spectacle. I'm going to put him on the ropes. His record is literally indefensible, so I look forward to seeing him defend it.
Tell us about his record. So most people in Arizona, I want you to listen to the record, because he's a Schumer-Biden 100%er. So explain what that means.
Well, just recently, with this Inflation Reduction Act, right, so-called, even though it's going to obviously increase inflation, Mark Kelly, of course, voted for it. But in the amendment process, he rejected an amendment that would have hired 20,000 Border Patrol agents, who we badly need. So he said no to 20,000 Border Patrol agents, and he said yes, please, to 87,000 IRS agents, some of them armed, right? And that is a perfect stand-in for Mark Kelly's value system. It's a perfect stand-in for his voting record. No to border security, yes to raise taxes and stick 87,000 new IRS agents on you. And so whether it's border security, whether it's rubber stamping trillions in spending that's just caused this inflation, whatever Joe Biden asks for, Mark Kelly says yes and signs on the dotted line.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls, by the way, at the bottom of the half hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to join us more with Republican senatorial candidate out in Arizona. Blake Masters is with us. Listen, want to remind you, one way in these inflationary and recessionary times you can save money is through your cell phone. And the one company, my company, that I trust, that upholds our values, is Pure Talk. Now, they will give you the exact same cell towers as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. They'll give you the exact same 5G network that these carriers use. You'll have the same number of bars, meaning coverage on your phone. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number. It's a veteran-owned company of Pure Talk, and that means American jobs on top of everything else. But the bottom line is right now you can get unlimited talk and text and 6 gigs of data for about $30 a month. I mean, you can't get a better deal. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. That's the average. Many people are saving much more. So anyway, and if you do it right now, you'll get 1 month free. All you have to do is dial #250, say the keyword save now, and you'll get the free month. That's #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless that saves you money for the exact same coverage.
At 9 p.m., do you know where your president is?
I don't know.
Yep, he's sound asleep in his bed with not a care in the world. Must be nice, Joe. The rest of us will keep working. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, more with the Senate Republican candidate, the great state of Arizona. This would be a massive pickup for Republicans, and it's certainly a winnable race. Blake Masters is the Republican candidate on our Newsmaker line. You know, I'm looking at today's inflation numbers, and, you know, if we use the same calculation measures that we used, for example, in the 80s, it would be 17%. That's how bad inflation is. And, with gas prices being artificially reduced because they're artificially increasing the supply by dangerously compromising national security and releasing our strategic petroleum reserves, that is only a Band-Aid solution. And it's kind of like student loan forgiveness, the bribery election act of 2022. They're trying to artificially reduce the price of gas just to get through the election. It's a very dangerous thing to do. It's a 38-year low that we have with our strategic petroleum reserves. And I can't believe they're getting away with this.
Again, me neither, I guess, but I just don't think they're going to get away with it. You know, we have some of the worst inflation in the nation in the greater Phoenix metro in Arizona. Generalized inflation is over 20%. And so this is ruining families. People are having to make tough choices, cutting back on meals so they can fill up their car. And Biden, yeah, they want to meddle. He took gas from $2 to $5 a gallon, then dangerously compromises national security by selling from our strategic reserve. Okay, he wants to meddle from reducing it from $5 to $4 a gallon. Like, this is so backwards. People know that it just doesn't work. And I'm telling you, Arizonans, independents, Republicans, even some Democrats, they're looking to make a big, big change in November.
Well, I'm wishing you the best in this race. I think it's very key, crucial, and important. And I just can't believe that a guy with his record has any chance of winning in the end. Even the New York Times is acknowledging that these polls that have been coming out that show the, quote, Democrats are doing far better than expected. They say it's a mirage. They don't believe it's true. I don't believe them either. I want to see real votes. When does early voting start in Arizona?
October 12th.
Okay, so the voting will begin before you debate, Kelly?
Nope, after. We debate on October 6th. So it's well-timed.
Okay, and he won't agree to any more debates, just one debate?
That's right. Even CNN. I immediately agreed to a CNN debate, even though obviously CNN's left-wing. I'd be playing.
Yeah, they won't like you over there.
We get Jake Tapper to lob Mark Kelly softballs, and he said, nope, he's unwilling to do that. So we got him for one debate. Let's see if he shows up. There might be a new COVID strain that emerges. He might be sick that day. He might be at tea with his friends. Who knows? But if we debate him, we're going to see such a contrast. He's canned. He's plastic. He's fake. He has to apologize and deflect from this horrible left-wing record. And I'm gonna come at him. We're going to put him on the ropes.
Well, yeah, my advice to you is to do exactly that. Don't let him off the mat. And hold him accountable for everything he said, everything he's done, all the damage he's created, along with all of these climate alarmist cultists out there that are literally destroying the American dream, especially for the poor, middle class people on fixed income. They're just destroying the entire economy, as evidenced by the economy and economic numbers today. But anyway, Blake Masters, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
Well, thank you so much. Very simple. Just go to BlakeMasters.com, sign up, get involved, donate $5 or $10 if you can. I know it's tough in the Biden economy, but man, we've got to take back the U.S. Senate, put a check on Joe Biden, start rebuilding this country.
We really do. This is a very, very dangerous and crucial inflection point, I think, for the country. I'm wishing you the best, and Kari Lake for governor out there. We're supporting her as well. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, Blake Masters.
Thanks, Sean.
At 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Solid as a rock. Honest. Truthful. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. As promised, to our busy phones we go. Meg is in the beautiful state of South Carolina. Where in South Carolina are you?
Columbia.
I've been to Columbia. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for asking. Thanks for taking my call.
It has a Hall Steakhouse. There's one in Charleston, and there's one in Columbia. See, you notice every city I ever talk about, I mention the food. That's obviously where my mind is at.
Great. I love a good steak myself.
Well, what's on your mind today?
I noticed the intense reaction from the Senator Governor Abbott had sent busloads of illegal immigrants, and the thought crossed my mind. What would happen if he sent the busloads to the battleground states?
I've been calling it the best political jujitsu move ever that I've witnessed in my life. I love that Governor DeSantis has joined in. I think every other governor, especially border state governors that are so overwhelmed because of Joe's aiding and abetting law breaking, not enforcing the laws of the land. If this was Donald Trump, this is an impeachable offense. He's not enforcing the law of the land. Now, if he wants to change the law, they have both, you know, they have majorities in both the House and the Senate. They could always do it the right way. But not only are they aiding and abetting the law breaking, but they are giving preferential treatment to illegal immigrants. They've processed them. They release them into the country. They give them a free phone. They give them free transportation. They dump them in towns and cities in the dark of night all over the country. They don't give any COVID tests. There's no vaccine mandate for illegal immigrants. So that's preferential treatment. And, you know, the ultimate push, I guess, in the end is for amnesty. And if they give people something of great value, I would assume the hope is that there'll be reciprocity, or they'd hope for reciprocity, and they would continue to vote for Democrats. Now, I support legal immigration. Like my grandparents came through Ellis Island. And you come in legally, and you get processed, and you go through the process of becoming a citizen. And I don't care where you come from, but just do it legally. Follow the laws. Respect our laws, our sovereignty, and our borders. But it's really Joe that is aiding and abetting. I can promise you this, Meg. If you did what Joe is doing, you would be arrested for human trafficking and probably spend a long time in jail.
Yes.
I think it's a great idea. Send them to the swing states.
Yes. And convince those people who don't vote to vote the right way.
Well, we can certainly try. It's been a wake-up call for Washington, D.C. It's kind of humorous. The D.C. mayor declaring a state of emergency, demanding the National Guard be called up. You got Lori Lightweight. She put the... You know, she says it was cruel and inhumane, and then took the illegal immigrants, put them back on buses, and sent them out of her city. Couldn't believe it. You can't make it up. Anyway, Meg, appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number. You want to be a part of the program as we say hi to Lou is in New Jersey. What's up, Lou? How are you?
How you doing, Sean?
Did you see that poll that half of the people in your state of New Jersey want to get the hell out of there? 49%.
If I can get my son along to move to South Carolina or somewhere, I'm right behind him.
Well, if you are the father, why don't you just, you know, use your authority and say you're moving? Let's go, pack. We're out of here.
Yeah, I wish I could. I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, I'm struggling with it myself.
Yeah. First of all, following up with Blake Masters, I have a son, Lou, and his girlfriend, my future daughter-in-law, Marina, out in Arizona. You got two votes right there. So
we'll take it. Listen, every vote counts. We saw that in the last election. Every single vote counts. I'm going to say one other thing. I'm going to speak through you. I won't take your time, I promise.
Okay.
Republicans, I don't like early voting. I don't like mail-in voting. It lends itself, even the Baker-Carter Commission after the 2000 Florida debacle said mail-in voting lends itself to the chance of way more corruption. But with that said, if that's going to be the system, You've got to play with the hand you're dealt, not the hand you wish you had. You know, you have one hand here, and you can't let the Democrats get an early lead with early voting, and then all of a sudden on election day, we have to count on everybody making it to the polls. You know, we just have to embrace it and hopefully get a big enough majority that we can change the laws in these states.
Well, the follow-up on that, I'm from New Jersey, and we reelected the guy we have now, and he barely won. Now, if you look at the election, going up to the election, the polls had Murphy way ahead, including the Monmouth poll. And I think that suppressed a lot of Republican votes. And then the day after the election, Monmouth University apologized, saying their polling was wrong. Here was razor thin all along. And if we don't,
by the way, I got to tell you something. I'm kicking myself over this very issue. I really am. And we did have the Republican candidate on the show. But had I known it was that close, or if I felt that there was any shot, I promise you, I would have gone in harder. This time, I'm not taking anything for granted. I'm going to put Lee Zeldin on in New York. We put the Colorado Senate candidate on already. We're going to put the Washington State candidate on. I'm not leaving anything to chance. And, you know, I'll be honest. I regret not doing it the way I should have done it. I just didn't see it happening. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's a lesson learned from that last election. And also the bellwether.
I blame myself for part of that. I really do.
Everybody. But the bellwether in our state was Steve Sweeney. The Democrat president of the Senate from South Jersey, where I'm from, he was probably as powerful as Murphy was. And they booted him. He's gone. Wow. Ed Durr, the truck driver, beat him. So that should tell you that people in the state of New Jersey are fed up with the Democrats and fed up with the way they run things. So we have to get out as Republicans. We cannot look at the polls. I know your pollsters are very good, but we can't rely on that. We have to get out and vote.
Listen, even if it seems like a long shot, you got to go for it. Republicans need to go big. Now, I am very happy, and some people hate whenever I say anything nice about Kevin McCarthy, but when somebody does something right or well, you got to give him credit. And I know that for the better part of a year, they have been working on a new contract with America. It's been 28 years. And I was there emceeing the night that Newt became speaker. And here is an opportunity for every Republican candidate, especially in the House, to sign their name and commit themselves to principles. I'll see the final draft, I guess, in about 10 days or 11 days or so, we expect it. And when it comes out, I hope every Republican Senate candidate embraces it. I hope every Republican gubernatorial candidate embraces it. It's an ideas-based campaign. Democrats want to focus on Trump controversy. I listed 30 of them last night. 30, you know, hyperventilating moments. The media thought that they got Donald Trump and we're going to lock him up. And I'm sick and tired. I'm not going to be distracted and talk about the lies that they're peddling on abortion, the lies they're peddling as it relates to January 6th, the lies that they're peddling on all of these issues. I'm not going down that road. These people are such hypocrites. They care about violence, but many of them sat silent in the summer of 2020 with 574 riots, thousands of injured cops, dozens of dead Americans. We don't need your lectures anymore. We got to focus on what's happening to the country. Joe and the radical New Green Deal climate alarmist cultists are killing this country's economy, are weakening our national security, and we need to do something about it. This is the opportunity to change.
Republicans have to go on offense.
Yeah, that's right. And it needs to be an ideas-based campaign.
Absolutely.
It's not enough just
Absolutely.
To say Joe Biden is, you know, doesn't know that today's Tuesday. Everybody knows that part. What are you going to do that's different?
Yeah, he's an idiot. It's, you know, he is what he is. And when we get in office, we have to take care of business. People have to go to jail for what they did. I'm sorry. Or it's just going to keep happening and over and over and over again. Like Hillary Clinton, you keep saying she's exonerated. Who was the judge and jury that let her off? Comey? He's no judge and jury.
Well, we now are in a time and a space where sadly, and I mean this because the FBI should be the world's premier law enforcement agency, we are at a point where it's politicized. And now the DOJ has been weaponized. Now, Republicans will get power back. There's enough evidence on Hunter's laptop that warrants a full-fledged investigation, not only of Hunter, of Joe Biden. Because Hunter implicates his father repeatedly. And Joe Biden not enforcing our border laws and aiding and abetting lawbreaking, that would be an impeachable offense if it was Donald Trump. And those things all need to be looked into. But the first order of business has got to be to get the country back on track, get the economy back on track, not only become energy independent again, but become energy dominant. We can become a rich country. There's a lot that we can do. All right, Lou, I'm going to let you go, man. God bless you. A great admonition. We appreciate it. All right, quick break right back to our phones. Toll free, our number, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program? Listen, credit cards, you got to look at the interest rates you're now paying. They're near 20% in some cases these days. You know, those kind of rates really eat away at your savings. I know that everyone's been used to all these low rates. That has not historically been the case. It's time to do something about it, and I have an opportunity that you will get you out of debt much faster, and that is a complete financial, comprehensive review, all your finances, all of your debt, everything about your mortgage, and just call my friends at AmericanFinancing.net. No matter what your credit score, give them a call. Let them tell you about custom loans. Maybe it includes debt consolidation. Maybe it's one low monthly fee. Maybe you have equity in your home that you can lean on. No pressure, no obligation, no fee at all whatsoever. It's maybe 10 minutes of your time, and maybe they can save you a fortune. Anyway, they're waiting for your call now. 866-615-9200. 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
He's always been a street fighter who takes on the system. And Hannity is doing it today, fighting left-wing powers who want to stamp out conservative voices, fighting fire with fire. That's Sean Hannity.
All right, let's get back to our phones. Michael in Pennsylvania. Michael, how are you?
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you, sir?
You have a Senate candidate that wants to put a moratorium on an $81 billion industry called energy in your state. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with all that. Because, dude, I work in the energy sector. I work in renewables specifically. And I will tell you, we are decades away from this being a reliable source for even 50% of the country.
I've been saying this forever. If it was, by the way, I'm an all of the above guy. So you work in renewables. What do you do?
I'm a wind technician.
Okay. Now, if you can get the American people, energy is the lifeblood of every economy. If you can get me cheaper energy, reliable energy, cleaner energy, I'm all for it. But we're decades away. I've been saying it forever. We're decades away from that point.
I work in this industry, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's very dependable when there is conditions to permit the production. But people ask me all the time, how efficient are those things? I said, well, we still get an electric bill. So what does that tell you?
So you work in the industry now, and you're telling people you're decades away from ever getting to anywhere near the point that we can find a reliable source of energy.
Absolutely, especially in the wind sector. These things, the current ones that I work on, they weigh 392 tons. That's the gross weight. I would say 80 to 85% of that is steel. Where do you think all that steel comes from? You have got to have it fabricated, shipped, all by diesel engines. A lot of this stuff up here is electronic. Where do you think all that plastic comes from? Mm-hmm. What people don't understand is how much hydraulic fluid, how much gearbox fluid these things take. It's beyond comprehension. I've had arguments from both sides. People say, well, just turn them on. What do you mean turn them on? It's a window.
It's like, buy an electric car. 20 grand more, and you got to destroy Mother Earth and mine all the minerals with big, heavy equipment that needs diesel fuel to run. And by the way, it's not easily disposed of either. And then you have to charge the battery that they make after they rape and pillage Mother Earth for the minerals. Then you have to charge it with the electric grid, and the electric grid is powered by fossil fuels. So tell me how that makes sense.
We don't have a way to dispose of those batteries either. There's no recycling for them. An average Tesla has 4 to 5 batteries, and the average cost of each battery could be anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 a piece to replace. I am an all of the above guy also. I'm common sense thinking that, hey, if there's a better way to do it, I'm all for it. Show me. I will do it.
But listen, I can find a better way, if you're going to save me money, I'm all for it. But it has to be reliable. Look what is happening in Europe now. They expect for years Europeans will be spending 30% of their income just to heat their homes. That is unsustainable. They're racing back to coal. And now coal has taken on a premium price because of that. Anyway, my friend, thank you. Good call. We appreciate it. We'll get to a lot more calls coming up in the next hour as well. Quick break, right back.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.